here with new Colorado Athletic Director Fernando Lovo. Fernando, I'm not going to bury the lead here. You recently, with your family, got a chance to meet Ralphie Seven. We got to start out there. What was that experience like?
Wow, that was amazing. When I got the invite, I called my wife. I said, I think I got something that the kids are really going to enjoy. And they came out, and she was running fast. They told me that she was up to 22 miles an hour, and wow. Which we could use some of that speed on our team. I told Coach Prime, I said, Ralphie's got some speed and some agility. So it was amazing. I mean, it's one of the things that, you know, I said in my press conference drew me to this job, the tradition and you know, of a place like CU, and to see her run for the first time was something that I'll never forget. We actually got to take a picture at midfield with my family, and that's one that's going to go up in my office. Whenever I have some time to put some things on the wall, it's pretty blank right now, but it's something I'll never forget. It was awesome.
Yeah, and you have two children. How old are they?
My son is 6, Liam, and my daughter is 4, and they are fully ingrained in the Buff culture. My son's favorite player is Isaiah Johnson. You got to meet him this weekend at the basketball game, and he won't stop talking about it. He told me like 10 times yesterday, Daddy, I got to meet Isaiah, which is great. And then I think I have to verify this, but I'm pretty sure my daughter has already been accepted to be a CU Buff cheerleader, because she sits with the cheerleaders during the games and she celebrates with them. So they love being Buffs, that's for sure.
Well, your son has a good eye for talent, clearly.
Yeah,
he picked a good one there.
Yeah, no question.
About 2 months you've been on the job now. I would imagine it's been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it has been. You know, I've been out and about quite a bit. Was traveling to California, Arizona, Texas, just visiting some of our donors and supporters. It's been great to get out and meet them and kind of preach the good word of Colorado athletics. And then my time here has been very rewarding. Obviously met a lot of folks in the community, but spent a lot of one-on-one time with our coaches, and I'm continuing to work my way through meeting with those folks. And I'm starting all one-on-one meetings with our staff here. I think it's critically important that I look, that I learn, that I listen. I understand what people do, how they do it, and how I can better serve them. And so it's certainly been a whirlwind, you know, it's what I expected, and it's just an amazing place with amazing people, and I'm excited to get to dive into it more.
Any pleasant surprises, things that maybe you didn't expect coming out here to Boulder?
Yeah, you know, I knew that the passion for CU was something that was unmatched, but even since I've been here, just walking around, seeing folks and having them say go Buffs and you know, stopping me and talking to me about their memories in Folsom Field or when they were in school here, it shows how important CU is, not just to this local community, but across the state and across the country. Everywhere I go, there's Buffs that I see, and I've had great conversations with them. And then, you know, I want to give credit to Rick. You know, Rick had hired great coaches and some great staff, and so being here, getting around our staff, getting to work early on with them with some, you know, important decisions that we're going to have to make to kind of set the trajectory of this department. I've been really, really pleased with our staff and just their willingness and openness and commitment to helping me early in my tenure, so that we can, you know, we all have the same goal. We want CU Athletics to be great, and everyone shares that goal. And it's been really good to work with my staff since I've been here on that.
You have a very difficult job. It's always been a difficult job. And now you've got revenue sharing and the portal and all the intricacies in college athletics right now. How do you go about kind of prioritizing things, especially from a financial standpoint going forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game now, right, is finances. And, you know, we've got to be good stewards of our resources, first and foremost. You know, the cost of business and athletics has gone up for all of us, and that's no secret. You know, but I think first and foremost, it starts with our student athletes. You know, all of our decisions, every one of our decisions we make with our student athletes at the forefront of those decisions, because they're our why. They're the reason we have a job, you know, still in the, you know, their main thing that we want them to do is to graduate and leave here as better husbands, better fathers, better wives, better, you know, members of society. And that's our number one obligation. But then for us, you know, we have to prioritize giving our coaches the resources that they need to be competitive. And what that looks like now is a lot different than it looked like 5 years ago. And for us, we need to be competitive amongst our conference peers, but nationally, so that we're providing our coaches with those resources so that they can win championships. And, you know, we're looking at that every day. It's hard to prioritize one thing because every day it's something else. But we've got great people, great coaches, great staff here, and we have to share a similar goal. And that's for CU to be a championship-level program across all of our sports. And that's what we're looking to do.
And to bookend this here, you said you told Coach Prime that you were planning to run out behind Ralphie, yeah, right?
I will. After I saw her run this past week, I tell you, I got a lot of work to do. I need to do some speed training. But, you know, traditions matter. And I said that in my press conference. And CU has some incredible traditions. And I think you might have seen, you know, one of the things we did for our season ticket renewals this year is we really try to tug on the heartstrings of our fans and bringing them back to the traditions of this place. You know, Saturdays in the fall at Folsom Field, I think, is one of the best venues and settings and environments that there is in the country. And so, you know, for me to be able to be part of those traditions now and to really dive in and buy into what it means to be a Buff and embrace those traditions. I know Coach Prime, we talk about it all the time. This place is special. You know, it gives me goosebumps talking about it and thinking about, you know, what it's going to look like in here in September against Weber State. And so I don't know that it'll look great when I'm running out with Ralphie, but I'll try my best. I've got some work to do though.
Sounds good, Fernando. Welcome to Boulder.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.